everyone, and welcome to our Financial Results Podcast. My name is Anja Vranyash, and I'm the Senior Regional Sales Manager for the Atlantic and Coastal Regions. Not too long ago, I had the privilege to interview Michael, Todd, and his wife, Rebecca, where they shared how Isagenix transformed their lives financially. From Hot Springs, Arkansas, Michael Todd enrolled in Isagenix in October 2018, and he's already reached the rank of 4-star Golden Circle Crystal Executive. And this is no small feat. To put this into perspective, Michael has enrolled over 40 new customers and rank advanced 11 new consultants in just over 2 months. He also placed in number 24 in our recent Dash to Disney promotion and was number 1 in our Holiday Hustle promotion, and is well on his way to creating a legacy income with his Isagenix business. Listen in to hear how their lives have changed with Isagenix.
So although we made good money, I had no security of money, right? There was no, I only had money coming in if I had more clients. So I was always stressed and afraid of, you know, I don't want to spend it in case we don't have it. We had enough to make it a couple of years if we didn't make anything. So I was like, well, let's just, and then now with Isagenix, we're seeing the residual income. Obviously, we had a great first month, and we've had very good, you know, the last couple months as well. I mean, our life now since Isagenix is just, it's a lot more stress-free. It's just knowing that you're in a place where your needs are being met, and those needs are met because you're able to help other people, and so that's awesome.
That's great. I love it. So what do you guys attribute your success thus far with Isagenix to?
I'm going to probably let her take this one. My thing is just belief. Yeah. Belief and passion in what we're doing. For me, that I'm not a salesperson. I'm passionate about what I do. And I believe that comes across in conversations. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for me to convey to someone that I believe completely in both the products and the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just my belief.
That's great. What about you, Rebecca?
Absolutely. The success in the beginning was just because we knew. We knew where we had been. We knew where we could go. We knew what we did in our last business. And so we knew what we were capable of with this business. And so we knew with that, we had the belief. And then after putting the product in our bodies, you have to put the product in your bodies. That is the number one thing that you absolutely have to do if you want to be successful, because you must create your product testimony, and you can't do it if you don't find something you love. And it's not hard with the 100 different products that they have. It's not hard. You're going to have a multitude of products to choose from because you're going to love them all. When someone asks me what my favorite product is, it's hard for me to come out with one. I love Onyx Supreme. I love Acid Delights. I love the shakes. I just love it all. So you must put products in your body. You must let it do what they're meant to do and actually change you, make you feel more healthy, make you feel more energetic. And let's not forget how good that tastes.
They definitely taste good.
And another note, one of the aha moments we had was after we came out here to visit headquarters and we met Jim and Kathy. I had watched the compensation plan video by Jim twice before we came out here. In my previous business, it was an ignorance on fire deal. I probably made my first $100,000 and I had no idea how I got paid. And it was an interesting story because I'm like, how do you get paid? I have no idea. The more people I tell about this, the bigger my checks get. But I probably cost myself between $25,000 and $50,000 for not maximizing the comp plan. So when I saw this one, I wanted to make sure that I was able to get every dollar that was available. And then we sat there and watched them break everything down. On the flight home, I was going through our previous company. And we were really successful there. You know, we made close to $1 million with them. I looked at Rebecca and I'm like, honey, we're already millionaires with this model. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, had we had this comp plan in our previous business, we made $2 million. Uh-huh. This comp plan is just better. Right. So when I knew I had a hold of something that not only was the product superior, the compensation plan rewarded the work. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very easy to go back home and call people and speak with confidence about what we had to offer.
That's great. And your posture definitely speaks to that. So in addition to knowing the compensation plan and putting the products in your body, what specific activities are you consistently engaging in to produce your results?
Sharing and recruiting.
Every day.
All day long. I'm no longer emotionally invested in what you say. In my previous business, I would really get hung up on somebody. And in this one, I'm like, I'm telling everybody. I mean, the right people, the people that are supposed to be in my business will be in my business. But my job is done once I've shared it. Mm-hmm. You know, once I've shared it with you, you know, obviously there's follow-up and all the other things, but I have to let you know what exists, you know. And the crazy thing for us, and because we're in Arkansas and we're in the Mid-South, and when I came out here, Kathy goes, where do you live? And I said, we live in Arkansas. She goes, oh my God, it's wide open. And it really was. And you have the security of a 17-year-old privately owned debt-free company. But in certain areas, like us specifically, I feel like we have the advantage of being first to market in a region. It's like we're in a startup company, but they're secure. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're established. So when I start telling somebody, you know, of course we have a team, but we don't have a strong presence in our hometown. Mm-hmm. Most of the people we've enrolled are somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But I think about it. I'm like, guys, how can you not? This will eventually come through, just like everything else has come through. You know, you want to be ahead of the curve. So get off your butt. Let's go on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, it's just daily activity, daily recruiting. Not being afraid to share, you know, not being concerned about what their answer is going to be.
But also the daily activity, absolutely. But you have to have goals. You have to have a plan to meet those goals, which that daily activity is part of that. But if someone is just working willy-nilly and they don't really have a goal that they're trying to meet, mm-hmm. they're going to stop. And they're going to stop. Like when we hit executive, it was because our enroller actually told us that we had to do it. This was Friday, sitting on a couch. Here at headquarters. And she knew that we weren't going to start until Monday morning because we had things that we had to do. We had to put on a tournament, arm wrestling tournament. And she knew that we were able to start. And she said, I need you to hit that by Monday night. You want to be in the pools. So we knew that we had to find 10 friends who had two. So we just called. And we called and we called and we called and we called until we found 10
16, but 10 of them found two.
So that's what we did. But that was because that's what our goal was. And if you have your goal and you set it in front of you, you really commit to it. And you just don't stop the activity until you reach it.
Yeah. Yeah. Goal setting is extremely an important activity to have. In addition to everything else, sharing, right? You have to share. And I love, I'm watching the two of you and your passion for the product and the business comes through so strong. It's I'm really not surprised to see the results that you guys have had because you have such passion for it. And I know that you both have really maximized the couple of promotions that we've had since you joined. So tell us, how have these promotions been a driver in your business activities?
I love promotions. Okay, so I'm a guy who has kept every award he's won for the last 29 years, right? So I wasn't into team sports as a kid, so I didn't have the trophy shelf. I went to my friend's house at 12 and 13 years old, and they had all the T-ball. I was like, dang it, I want trophies. So when I won my first, I kept everything. So when you tell me there's a prize, I have to win, right? And the one thing about the Dash to Disney, I think that promotion started in June, and it went to like November 25th or 18th. I don't remember what the date was. We had 3 weeks. You know, we had 3 weeks. These people had auto ships. It had been going on for 4 or 5 months. I don't remember how long, 6 months maybe. And for us to finish 23rd or 24th, and we only had it for 3 weeks, I was amazed. And then the holiday hustle, I just want to be out there. You know what I'm saying? And then they're like, well, you got two. I'm like, great, can we get three? Because I'll enroll some more people. It's just, I love the promotions. I love the experience. I'm excited about Step Up to Two-Star coming here. That was awesome. And we do have people on
Grand Cayman who has me watching that leadership in action formula.
Oh, we're people who love the relaxation of being at the beach. And just so when we saw that that was where the vacation was going to be, I was like, okay. But yeah, so I love it. I love it. I love the company and that the fact that they are so willing to put out their promotions.
Yeah, and I think it goes in line with what you were saying earlier, that goal, you're very goal-oriented and setting a goal and you have a direction where you're going to go. And these promotions fit right in line with that, right? It's a goal and you know what you need to do to get there. And that's what keeps you on pace and on track. And thank you for mentioning the Leader in Action formula, because that really is key for success. And our promotion for the Grand Cayman, the Grand Adventure Challenge, that's just going to be amazing. So tell me a little bit about your strategy. What's your strategy on finding new prospects?
All right, baby.
Am I taking that one?
You tell them. You tell them what you do, honey.
All right. So this is going to be a little unconventional.
First of all, I just want to say he is. When he said he is not affected by anyone like rejection, he for real. I don't care if I'm getting new contacts and I'm at my eye doctor or wherever we're at. He's talking to someone, but this social media thing that he does cracks me up. Go ahead, honey.
All right. So I've been maxed out of my friends list on Facebook for probably a decade. So occasionally I'll delete somebody to add somebody, but I've got like 1,300 people waiting. So I am completely, I could not care less what their answer is, because I'll just delete them and add somebody else, right? So I don't do a lot of isogenic-specific posts. We just do life posts, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then if you like it, I will go to your page, and I'll wait till there's, you know, a couple hundred likes, and then I'll go to the page, and I'll say, who liked it? Okay, cool. What do they do? Message. Hope you're having an amazing start to your 2019. Just curious, do you have any health and fitness goals? Or have you ever, I know this may sound odd, but have you ever done any network marketing MLM before? Not just, boom, that's it. And you will be amazed at the amount of people that respond to me.
Wow.
It's just crazy. But I don't care. You know, I mean, I don't know them. Mm-hmm. So if they don't, or they come back and they're mean, delete, add somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really don't. I mean, it's just, like I said, I know what we're doing is so much bigger than us. Mm-hmm. And the bright people are out there. I've just got to get this in front of them.
Right.
So I have no idea. I have no idea what their answer is going to be. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where they're at in their life. I just know my job is to expose them. Mm-hmm. So that's all I do.
And so when you're talking to the eye doctor while you're getting your contacts done, Rebecca, how does that conversation go?
Have you ever heard of isogenics? I mean, it's like the most simple. Right. Have you ever heard? I mean, obviously I should probably, you know, have some sort of relationship building beforehand, but yes. I literally just like, have you ever heard of isogenics before? No, what is it? Well, it's a health and wellness company. My wife and I run a transformation business, and we've recently, you know, partnered with this company. They have some amazing products, and there's a 30-day satisfaction guarantee your money back. Would you be interested in hearing some information? Well, sure. Or I'll get their number. Give me your number. I'll send you over a card or whatever. I just send you a link. It's, I don't know. It's really very easy. It's just most people are uncomfortable and they don't do it.
Yeah.
It's seriously, just as long as you're not invested in what the answer is and you're not messed up about rejection, tell everybody.
Well, that goes right into my next question. So obviously you get objections.
All the time.
Right. So how do you handle them other than deleting?
Thank you for your time. I just felt like I needed to share it.
Yeah.
I mean, I genuinely do not care.
Yeah.
I just, like the lady, a little bit Trudy, what was her name? Who's lady? Who just did the training? Amazing. She's been here 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Trudy
made,
Maples.
What was it?
Trudy Maples. Yes.
It was Trudy. Absolutely love her story. She had 3,500 no's. I don't know if I can state how much money she's made, but that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm willing to get 3,500 no's to make that much money.
It's not just a lot over her career. It's a lot for years.
Yeah.
So I'm good with getting no's.
I don't
care. The thing is that some objections you can overcome. And, you know, you have to know where their objection is coming from. What is this? You know, why are you saying what you're saying to me right now? Is it time? Because I can show you how we can fit that. Is it financial? Because I can show you where you're already spending the money in your day. And most people that get started with us, they find that in a month's time, they're saving money on their groceries, especially when I show them how to get that for free,
right?
You know, how to actually pay for it with referrals. It's, mm-hmm. it's very, very easy to overcome those objections. Now, of course, you're going to have that few that just don't want to hear anything about it, just don't want to know anything about it, and that's fine. But most of those objections, if you're kind and you try and deal with them, they're going to keep watching you. And they're going to come back around, because it's not usually no forever. It's just no, not right now.
I had a great time talking with Michael and Rebecca. And let's remember a few things that they shared. Don't be invested in what the answer is, because the answer does not define you. So be like Michael. Just talk to everyone. Remember, he is willing to get no's. I think he even mentioned 3,500 no's if necessary, because the more no's result in even more yeses. And remember what Rebecca shared. No is not usually no forever. It's just usually just no for now. So just keep connecting. Michael has experienced outstanding results in his first few months of growing his Isagenix business. Are you struggling to reach the next rank, or do you have someone on your team who is struggling to catch the vision of the financial opportunity? Be sure to check out isagenixbusiness.com and dive into the ISA Life Success Plan for a strategy and steps you can take to grow your business. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Financial Results podcasts.
Earnings and income claims, including claims such as the ability to quit a job or stay at home or portrayals of luxury lifestyles, described here exceed the average results achieved by all Isagenix associates, are not necessarily representative of the success or compensation any particular associate will receive, and should not be construed as typical or average. A person's ability to earn income with Isagenix depends on many factors, such as their networking and sales skills, hard work, and time. No particular level of earning is or can be guaranteed. For average earnings, please refer to isagenixearnings.com.